Hi, welcome back to IELTS with Huyen, the podcast dedicated to people who would like to self-study for the IELTS exam. This is Huyen, your host, and I have been an IELTS teacher for almost 8 years now. And everything I share on this podcast is from my experience, from years of teaching, learning, and helping hundreds of people passing the exam at their desired scores. And I am pretty sure that you can learn a lot of things through this podcast if you are trying for the IELTS exam and if you are self-studying for the IELTS exam. Now, before we start this episode, I would like to wish you a happy new year. I wish that everything that you want to achieve this year will come true. I cannot say how much I appreciate your support. So I will try my best to deliver better content this year. I will try my best to make my content continue to be educational. As you know, I launched my website, practice9.co, in October 2022, and I have been working on that. You can go there, create an account, and then you can access all the practice tests for free. Now, I've been working with a few ex-examiners who create exclusive content and materials only for the website, and I've been writing my own material books. So if you would like to learn more, and if you would like to hear more from me, maybe follow me on social media. It is the better way to keep in touch. So you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at IELTS with Huyen. And again, thank you so much for a wonderful year 2022. I wish that the year 2023 will continue to be a very good year to me and to you guys. So together we will nail the IELTS exam. All right, so let's get to our episode today. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about one particular mistake that is affecting your listening and your speaking scores. Now, before you question me and question yourself, like why, how is one mistake could be affecting both listening and speaking, even though they sound like they are not related, I can tell you that everything I share on this podcast is from experience and everything is evidence-based. So that's why you should hear me out. So I don't know if this has happened to you, but it happened to me and my students. So I noticed that when I improved my IELTS speaking, my listening score also got improved. That proved the connection between listening and speaking. The only thing is that we need to find out what that is and how it is affecting our listening and our speaking. That is what I'm going to tell you in today's episode. Now, before we start anything, I would like you to take a look back to self-reflect, to see whether you are making a lot of mistakes and what mistakes you find most difficult to correct and what kind of obstacles you're having in both listening and speaking. And when we start talking about this mistake, maybe you will figure out something. I'll be back in a few seconds. Okay, so now that's enough of curiosity. I am talking about mispronunciation. The connection between listening and speaking is pronunciation. When you pronounce words better, you will speak better for sure, and you will understand what is being said to you better. So that is the reason why when you make pronunciation mistakes, you will have a lower score in speaking, that is for sure, because pronunciation is 25% of your score. And when you make pronunciation mistakes, you will find it difficult to understand what is being said in the recordings. And now I'm going to explain to you why pronunciation is affecting your listening and your speaking. Let's start with your listening first. Okay, so let me just start everything with a simple story. So this is a real story. So 8.5 years ago, I was not focusing on teaching IELTS. I was focusing on teaching general English classes. So I would take on classes with people who did not speak English yet or people who could speak a little bit of English and they wanted to improve their English speaking skills. I would take on people with a lot of, you know, pronunciation mistakes and hard cases, as my students often said. So I really enjoyed my classes because I could see the improvement in my students every single day. So there was one person who came into the class with very little knowledge of English. He could speak a little bit, just a little bit, but he was so eager to learn. And one time we were talking about pronunciation and I was talking about the word apple. he couldn't understand. So he couldn't understand what I was talking about. Even though the word apple, as you can see, is a very common word. And it is a word that you can see in all children's books to represent letter A, right? So that's why when I said the word apple and he didn't understand me at all, I felt weird. So at that moment, I felt confused, but he was also confused. So when I wrote the word on the board, apple, he laughed so hard because of all his life up to that point, he was pronouncing that word as apple. So even though we were talking about the same thing and we were talking about a very common word, he did not understand it because unfortunately, he was pronouncing the word incorrectly. If you have a mispronunciation, you find it difficult to understand other people because mispronunciations make you believe that words you know are new words because they are being pronounced in a different way from the ways that you are used to. So, for example, of all your life, you've been pronouncing the word apple as apple. It is almost impossible for you to understand the word apple when it is correctly pronounced, right? So that is the reason when you have mispronunciations, you will have problem understanding people. As a result, you have problems understanding the recordings in IELTS listening. And as a result, you cannot get the answers and you will get a lower score. So if you notice, sometimes you don't really need to understand every single word, but that is in a real life conversation because you can look at their body language, you can look at their gesture, their hand gestures, their face emotions and things like that to guess the meaning of what they are talking about. However, when you listen to the recordings in IELTS, you don't get to see anything. You don't get to see the body language, you don't get to see hand gestures or facial expressions. So you have to rely on your understanding of the words in order to understand what the person is saying. Here's the problem. Even though you are focusing so much on the recording, if you have mispronunciations, you might not understand what is being said in the recordings and you will not get the answers and then you will not get a very high, good score, like very high score. Having said that, I am not saying that you would definitely not understand anything or any word if you are mispronouncing the word. Because the thing is, sometimes our brain registers the correct pronunciation of the word as an alternative pronunciation of the word. So for example, I pronounce the word develop as develop, but I have met so many people, including my husband, pronouncing the word develop as develop. I don't know about you, if you're listening to this podcast episode and you realize that you are pronouncing this word as develop, it is not a correct pronunciation. It should be develop. But whenever you hear the word develop, you still understand because your brain registers this pronunciation as an alternative pronunciation of the word, even though you say it as develop. So the two pronunciations are kind of similar to each other. That's why our brain accepts the two pronunciations as the two pronunciations of the word, even though there is just one correct pronunciation. So if I were talking about a real life conversation, it wouldn't be a problem because in real life conversations, you can have mispronunciations here and there. So people still understand you. As long as people still understand you, that is going to be okay. But in IELTS, especially in IELTS speaking, you still get a reduction in your score because it is a mispronunciation, right? So I am not saying that you would definitely not get a high score in IELTS speaking if you have just one or two mispronunciations. You will still get a very high score if you have just one or two mispronunciations. But if you have a lot of pronunciation mistakes, you are definitely not going to get a very high score in IELTS speaking. The more mispronunciations you have, the lower score you're going to get. So you need to pay attention to your pronunciation because if you have mispronunciations, you're going to get a lower score. But some people might be arguing that there are different reasons behind not understanding anything being said in the recordings. One of the reasons is accent. Now, I agree that in IELTS listening, you get to hear a lot of different accents. You have British accent, American accent, Australian accent, or even sometimes you get Indian accent and things like that. However, the majority of the accents in IELTS listening are very common accents. That's the first thing. And the speakers try to speak very clearly so you wouldn't have any problem understanding their accents. And now if you still have problem understanding the accents in IELTS listening, maybe it is time for you to reevaluate your understanding of different accents. Because at the end of the day, we are learning English as a second language. We need to understand different kinds of accents. We need to know what different kinds of accents sound like. That's why if you just understand one kind of accent and you just want to understand American accent, you just understand British accent, that is not going to be enough, okay? Because we are trying to understand everyone who are trying to speak English. So yes, you do get different accents in IELTS listening, but those accents are very common. And in general, you shouldn't have problems understanding what the speakers are trying to say. Now, another problem, another reason behind not understanding anything in IELTS listening, probably also because of mispronunciation. Because when the other person mispronounces a word, we may not understand it either. However, the idea of having an English exam is to understand a word when it is pronounced correctly. So there is no chance, and like it's almost impossible to have mispronunciations in the recording. So don't worry that the speakers in the recordings purposely mispronounce words, because it is not the objective of an exam, of an English exam. Okay, so now it all boils down into your own mistake and your own mispronunciations, where you mispronounce words. So you mispronounce words, that's why you do not understand what the speakers are talking about. And again, don't forget that pronunciation is 25% of your speaking score. If you have mispronunciations, you will get a lower score. The more mispronunciations you have, the lower score you're gonna get. So that is how mispronunciation is affecting your listening and your speaking. We know about the mistake. It is time for us to know how to fix the mistake. I don't think we should rush into this, because there are no fixed ways to fix a pronunciation mistake. And the thing is, it will take time and effort, if not a lot of time and effort, to fix just one pronunciation mistake. I have come up with a method to correct our pronunciation mistakes, and I have been using it for such a long time, for more than 8 years now, and it has been working for me. So I'm going to share with you today how to fix your pronunciation mistakes. So in my method of correcting pronunciation mistakes, there are three steps. The first step, and also in my opinion, the most important and the hardest step, is to recognize your mistakes. The thing is, it is almost impossible to recognize our own mistakes if we don't have anybody around to correct us. And the second thing is that for a lot of people, correcting somebody's mistakes without you asking for it is just not for them, not for me, at least. And I think it's rude. I wouldn't do it outside of the classrooms, and I wouldn't do that if I am not asked to do so. So if you would like me to correct your pronunciation mistakes, you need to tell me. And you need to tell me that, hey, I think that I might have mispronunciations. Could you please help me? Then I would be gladly doing it. But if you don't ask for it, I wouldn't do it, even though I can see, I can tell, but I wouldn't do it. And there's another thing that I would like to add here. It is, you are not in classrooms all the time. Like, you have 1 hour every day, maybe 2 hours every day, probably. You don't have a teacher next to you all the time. If you rely entirely on a teacher to correct your pronunciation, it might take a lot of time and it might not bring a lot of good results. However, if you proactively correct yourself and proactively look for your mistakes and correct your mistakes, you're going to improve so much faster. So the very first step, in my opinion, is not only recognizing your mistakes, it is self-recognizing your mistakes. So as I said, it is quite difficult to recognize our mistakes. And this step will last a lifetime, because you found this one mistake and tomorrow you find another one mistake. It's not gonna end very soon, but this is a learning process, a learning journey. It is a beautiful journey. It is the process. So you just embrace the process and you grow and you develop your skills over time. So the very first step is to recognize your own mistakes. I have three ways to recognize our own mistakes. So the first way, I often call it, the first way is to be aware of our weaknesses. Now, we are learning English from another language. We are using English as a second language. Obviously, we do have accents. All of us have accents. And somehow, our own accent, our mother tongue accent, is affecting our way of speaking English. That is why if you're aware of your weaknesses based on your mother tongue, you'll be able to correct yourself, like correct your weaknesses to strengthen your pronunciation. For example, I am a Vietnamese speaker. I was born and raised speaking Vietnamese. And in my language, we do not pronounce the ending sound of a word. So about 8 years ago, my like, light, live, lime sounded exactly like lie. So instead of saying I like you, I often said I lie you. So that was one of the biggest mistakes, one of the biggest weaknesses that I got when I started improving my IELTS speaking and improving my English speaking in general. And when I started to be aware of my mistake, aware of my weaknesses, I started to improve very, very quickly because I knew what I needed to do. I knew what my mistakes were. That's why I could easily, not like really easily, but I could be aware of that and then I could proactively fix my pronunciation mistakes. And I realized that in the beginning it was difficult. Okay, it was quite difficult for me because it was a habit of not pronouncing the ending sound. But the more I practiced, the more I tried, the better I became. So it took me quite some time, actually, I don't remember exactly how long, but it took me quite some time to finally be kind of comfortable with the way I was pronouncing words. And finally, I could pronounce the ending sound. I mean, I could pronounce the ending sound without having to think about it a lot. So it helped me. So the very first way is to be aware of the weaknesses. Now, in order to be aware of the weaknesses, you just need to look at, you know, the way that people around you are speaking because you learn your English through also through people around you. And maybe make a few recordings of yourself speaking and listen to it and find the mistakes that you often make. Now, the second way that can help you recognize your mistakes is to pay attention to other people's pronunciation. I think learning from other people is one of the best ways to learn. I learned a lot from other people, not only English, but also like other subjects in life. So I remember about, say, 6 years, no, like 5 years ago, I was watching the show Ellen DeGeneres and, you know, a part of the show, just a clip. And I heard Ellen say development. Now, of all my life up to that point, I had been pronouncing the word as development, just like many, many other people did and still doing nowadays. And when I heard that and I was like, huh, that is a mispronunciation. Oh, she made a pronunciation mistake. But as a curious creature, as myself, I decided to check with the dictionary, my favorite dictionary of all time, the Cambridge Dictionary. And I realized that I was wrong and my pronunciation was not good. So it was an eye-opening event for me. And the good thing about it is that I was writing my master's degree thesis at the time and the word development was a part of the title. So I was writing about development of countries. So that's why I could fix my pronunciation of the word quite quickly because I used it a lot. And you know, I'm going to talk about how to fix pronunciation mistake in the next step. But just so you know that I spent about 3 to 4 weeks to finally be comfortable with the new pronunciation. Okay, so that's how I learned the word development. And there's another word that I learned from other people's pronunciation. I recognized my mistake from other people's pronunciation. That's the word police. So I used to pronounce the word as police. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got that from, but it was polis to me. And when I found out it was not police, it should be police, I was so shocked. And it took me quite some time to actually got really used to the word police. And every time I spoke, and even now sometimes when I use the word police, I still think about the times that I used to say police. Well, anyway, so that's how you can learn from other people and you can recognize your own mistakes by paying attention to other people's pronunciation. Now, I'm not talking really about conversational English, okay? I'm not talking about real life conversations, because in real life conversations, it is okay to make a few pronunciation mistakes. But I'm talking about an exam where pronunciation is a part of the criteria to assess your score. That's why you need to be mistake-free. The third way to recognize your own mistakes is to randomly check your pronunciation of common words. Now, I know that we all learned English from someone or from somewhere. Some people learn from home, okay? Some people learn from parents. Some people learn at school like I did. And unfortunately, where we learned English really decides how we speak it. Unfortunately, my teachers also made mistakes. That's how I learned, and I learned the mistakes from my teachers. Not to say that my teachers were all wrong, because they might have learned it from someone else and they didn't know. So that's how we all make mistakes. But knowing that we might be making mistakes and not trying to fix it is our fault, okay? It was not our fault to make mistake in the first place, because we might have learned it from someone who was making mistakes. But it is wrong of us to not trying to figure it out. So what I often do is that whenever I see a common word, for example, the word police, I tend to open a dictionary and check the pronunciation of the word. If I see that, okay, my pronunciation is good, is correct, it is great, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But if I find out that I am pronouncing the word incorrectly, it is time for me to correct. It is time for me to fix my pronunciation mistakes. It might take time, but it's my fault if I don't do it, because I'm trying for an exam, right? So if you feel you are not very confident, and even if you are confident with your pronunciation, why not check with dictionary the pronunciation of common words? Maybe you find out some mistakes. You never know, right? So that is how you can self-recognize your mistakes. I had to take some tea because I've been speaking a lot. So that is the very first step. The first step, and also the most important step and the hardest step in the process of fixing your pronunciation mistake. Okay, so that is recognizing your own mistakes. Now, after you have recognized your mistakes, it is time for you to correct. And how are you going to correct it? We're going to go to step two. In step two, you are going to repeat the new pronunciation of the word. Given that you have found a pronunciation mistake, okay, let's say in my case, the word police, and I've been pronouncing the word as polis. My brain is now very much used to the wrong pronunciation, and I need to train my brain. I need to tell my brain that, hey, that is a wrong pronunciation. You need to accept the new pronunciation and forget the old pronunciation. Let's do it together by first opening the dictionary and try to read the pronunciation. Now, if you cannot read the pronunciation, it's fine. If you go to a reliable dictionary, you will always see like the listening button next to the word, and you can click on it, whether British pronunciation or American pronunciation, listen to it and repeat exactly what is said in the recording. Try your best. If you are not confident, maybe try to record yourself and listen to your recording, listen to your pronunciation through the recording, and to see, you know, what sounds you're not making right, and try to make sure that you are pronouncing the word correctly. That is the very first thing. Now, after that, you should keep repeating. So you continue repeating the pronunciation of the word, whether after listening or not listening, is up to you. So keep repeating until you feel so comfortable with the new pronunciation. The reason you need to be comfortable with the pronunciation is because if your brain is not comfortable with the pronunciation, there is no way you're going to change it. There is no way you're going to be able to fix your pronunciation. So you keep repeating until you feel comfortable. It might take some time. It might take like a few hours, or to some people, it might take like even a day or two to finally feel comfortable pronouncing the word in the new way. Now, the next step you're going to do is to read aloud the examples of the word, so you know how the word would sound in a sentence. So keep reading aloud all the examples, and eventually when you finish all the examples, you make your own sentences using the same word and try to read it aloud in the correct pronunciation. Okay, so that would register your brain to the new pronunciation in different contexts, and you can proactively use the new pronunciation of the word. Now, if you still find it difficult using the new pronunciation, go back to the very first step, which is checking the dictionary and repeating after the recording. Again, as I said, this step might take a few hours or sometimes even a day or two to finally feel comfortable with the new pronunciation. But it is crucial, because without this step, the next step is going to be in vain. You're not going to be able to fix anything if you don't feel comfortable with that. So first of all, you need to know your pronunciation mistakes. And secondly, you need to tell your brain that, hey, this is wrong. It is time for us to get accustomed to the new pronunciation, and this is the correct one. It might take some time for you to register, but eventually it will happen. Now, after you have felt like, okay, I am comfortable with the new pronunciation, it is time for you to move on to step 3. This step might take as long as it takes, because the duration of this step varies among people. So it might take a few weeks for me, but it might take just a few days for you. And it might take like a month or 2 months for other people. So I can't tell you exactly how much time it's gonna take, but if you are persistent, you're gonna get there. So the third step is to pause before you say it. Now, my rule of thumb is to pause for like half a second to register, to tell my brain, to remind my brain of the new pronunciation whenever I am about to speak the word. So for example, the word police. Whenever I was about to speak, I often paused for like half a second to tell myself that, hey, police is wrong. The correct pronunciation is police. After half a second or 1/3 of a second, I would say police. And eventually I realized that I didn't have to think at all. It became the habit. It became my pronunciation. And eventually now I don't have to. I don't have to think about the pronunciation anymore. It is my habit to say police instead of polis. I actually have to think to say polis instead of police. So police has become my pronunciation, and I have forgotten to say polis. So I successfully corrected myself the word police and development and so many other words. If I can do that, you can also do. So do not worry. I remember saying some time ago when we talked about learning vocabulary that there is no point learning anything if you don't try to use it, if you don't try to put it in practice. So there is no point recognizing your mistakes if you don't try to fix them. So if you have noticed a pronunciation mistake and you don't try to fix them, what are you doing in your life? I am, again, not talking about conversations, okay? Real life English. I'm not talking about real life conversations. I'm talking about pronunciation in the purpose of serving an exam. So you are trying for the IELTS exam. It is time for you to fix your pronunciations to get a better score in IELTS speaking and also in IELTS listening. So as of now, you know that pronunciation mistakes are affecting your listening and your speaking scores. And you know how to recognize your mistakes, and you know how to fix your mistakes, and how to make sure that you use the new pronunciation, the correct pronunciation in the future. In my opinion, if we keep making mistakes and we keep fixing the mistakes, it takes a lot more time than trying not to make mistakes from day one. So the only way to avoid making pronunciation mistakes is to make sure that we pronounce the word correctly right when we learn it. So that is why the very first step when you learn any new word is to make sure of the pronunciation. Make sure that you pronounce the word correctly. And then you learn the definition, you learn the usage, you learn how to put it in sentences, that comes later. The most important step in the very first step is to learn how to pronounce it correctly, because the amount of time you spend on fixing a pronunciation mistake is way more than the amount of time you have to spend to learn the new pronunciation from day one. That is why words that I recently learned are always more accurately pronounced by me than words that I have known for such a long time. So I don't want to repeat the mistakes that I made, and I just want to make sure that everything's going to go smoothly from now on. I don't have to spend more time fixing my pronunciation mistakes in the future. That's why I try my best to not make pronunciation mistakes with new words. And the only thing that I cannot control right now is the pronunciation mistakes that I've been making and I am not aware of. And if you recognize any pronunciation mistakes, please tell me. Okay, please tell me. Don't make me ignorant, please. So as I said, there are things that we cannot control because we learn English from someone, and unfortunately our teachers also make mistakes. That's why we make mistakes, because we learn from them. And that is not our teacher's fault. They didn't mean to teach us something wrong. They didn't know it themselves. But it's not our fault either. The only thing that is our fault right now is not trying to know our mistakes and not trying to fix our mistakes and not trying to avoid our mistakes. But I think after this episode, you will be more willing to learn and more willing to fix your pronunciation mistakes. And at the end of the day, we are learning, okay? And we are improving every day. Nobody is perfect and nobody is like, okay, I don't make any mistakes. I don't have any pronunciation mistakes. Yes, some people make more mistakes than others, but it doesn't mean that they don't make mistakes. And there's nothing to worry about because learning is a process, right? So if you want to learn more about the IELTS exam, follow me on social media. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at IELTS with Huyen. And again, if you have any questions, any concerns, any feedback, or if you have seen any pronunciation mistakes that I made, please tell me. I'm reachable at ready@ielsgoodwin.com. So for now, I would like to say thank you so much for listening and Happy New Year to you guys. Again, best wishes to everybody, to you and everyone that you love. I will see you in another episode. For now, have fun learning. Bye.